of the Margaret High School Marching Band, Ralph Anisi. I'm from Kissimmee, Florida. It's Halloween. We are here at Oviedo High School, and I am doing ensemble music performance. Hope the comments help. And we're just waiting for the salute.
Is your band ready?
We'll be ready to go.
Largo High School Band of Gold, you may begin your competition performance.
Here we go. That is really, really loud. Almost distorting. So they got all the roles, like the dynamic change. And the percussion starts to establish the pulse. And that speaker up front's very hot. It's starting to lose some of its definition in the tempo. Okay, we're doing it. Wow, that's hard to do. Yeah, the charge. But as they do that, they've got to really make sure the note lengths stay accurate as they plug. That's where they went for the pitch trumpet. We did such a nice job developing the sense of pulse. And then we got to the last three notes of the da-dee-da, and it sounded like we just barely had enough air to make it happen. So just make sure we use our air wisely so we finish a phrase. There's some nice double four mallet work down front. Good use of air trumpets. For me, it's over articulated. We're kind of tonguing too hard. We're da-da-da-da-da. You can tongue that lighter and still move that kind of air. The sense of force. So that's usually the result of that, or it'll slow you up. This is a nice stage for the woodwind. What if we did that at all? One dynamic. So the next thing is, can we add more direction to those phrases? That would enhance it even more. Akasha, you're becoming the lead voice in this segment. And the balance of things, be careful. A little better here. Very challenging for the trumpet. That is very solid in tempo. Yeah, we really did with that starts to decrescendo, that last sustained note. It's like some of us did, some of us didn't. Not sure of your intent. We really lost the melody in this. I'm hearing the D, da ba da, dum 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 dum. I think it was in the mid-range. Some balance issues. Overall, nuts and bolts, I think I've got a nice idea of what to do with it. So on the bottom of the sheet, you know, it's exposed. You seem confident. It's getting that top half of the sheet to work a little bit more for you. Very tasteful here. so tasteful. That thing will blast. Nice entrance. They're really making that sing. Good for you. You know, in the end, everything has to sing. Lower voices, you got to support. More air. Let your sound equal that of the lead voice. Where's the top of that phrase in the woodwinds? Such a nice harmonic change. But look at where they are in the steel of the low brass. You can still hear that melodic line. Thank you. Nicely done here. But now, from a musicianship standpoint, did this arrive? I don't feel like we're just blowing through the phrase and really making it happen.
That you're doing with it.
I really like the bottom sound. Tubas, yeah, that pedal point.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good. I think all the fireworks, the body movement, I'd like to see more shaping of the phrase from the snare. I don't rush the end of the phrase in the keyboard. Very challenging. Good job, Tom. Making that happen there, good. I felt musically we developed our ideas more in the second half of that solo. It was a two-day roll up play. Very slow, Jim. Work the pitch. Come. Finish it with your air, thank you. You have stumbled in the pit. You have to make sure the timing front to back, make sure the pit listens back into the woodwind. It's a nice run. Got that big unison. So make sure it's out of the way for some of the upper voices. Better here. And the performer, the tuba player, good for you. Well done. Very smart. Thank you. I love it. The drum major is smiling, but that was the exact thing to do. Hey, pretty hip dance. Nice show. I thought you got some good things going for you. What do you need to do next? Okay, some balance issues for me. Also, upper part of the sheet. You know, just constantly keep developing that. I think the closest group is your low brass players who are low voices who really have this idea of how to sing, make things sing. And it's not as consistent with the rest of the wind players, and sometimes within the percussion. But keep developing that. A couple little technical things here and there. Although I thought the pitch held together well, and I appreciated the effort. Thank you.